there, my friends. Welcome to Makers Today, a special series here on Fish Fry, where we highlight the movers and shakers in the maker space. Today, we're switching things up a tad. I have not one, but two speakers today, Katie Chubb and Richard Curtin from OKDo. We're chatting all about OKDo's mission to encourage inspiration, how you can recycle your pre-loved raspberry pies with their new OKDo Renew program, and how they are encouraging STEM education throughout the world. All right, without further ado, let's welcome Katie and Rich to Fish Fry.
Hi, Katie. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us. Really excited to chat today.
And hi, Rich. Thank you for joining me.
Hey, Amelia. Good to be here.
Okay, so first off, for my audience who doesn't know, what is OKDo all about? You guys are 100% focused on single board computers and IoT, right, Rich?
So yeah, look, OKDo is a global organization. We're quite new. We were founded in April 2019, just before the pandemic struck. And, you know, yeah, we are really focused on single board computing and IoT. You know, you probably will know that we have some relationships with Raspberry Pi and with Arduino and with NVIDIA. But what you might not know is that we have also started some new exciting partnerships with the Microbit Foundation and also with some smart home partners, one of those being Deltaco, a European-based technology company. And what that's done is it's allowed us to take the SBC portfolio that we've always had, but scale it now across education and into some new areas that are linked to the SBC technology, such as smart home, so that now, you know, we're really servicing the needs of our makers, the maker community, startups and entrepreneurs, but also some really exciting industrial customers that we're working with. Another thing that you might not know about OKDo is that we also have moved into services. So we have a rapid PCB manufacturing service that we offer to our customers, and everybody from makers through to professional design engineers are using that service. And what's brilliant about that is that, you know, they're taking our technology like Raspberry Pi, and then they're making some modifications and putting that into their end applications, which is really exciting.
That is exciting. Now, Katie, I read about your OKDo Renew project, and I would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so I'm quite new to OKDo, and this was one of the first projects that I was involved with, and I'm super proud that I've been able to get on board, as it is a big part of the OKDo ESG strategy and our ongoing commitment to sustainability and, you know, electronic waste recycling and the general kind of tech for good movement that's going on. Now, obviously, we sell a lot of Raspberry Pi, and there's 40 million of them in circulation today that are kind of pre-loved, but not necessarily being used. Either people have kind of upgraded or they're stuck like an old mobile phone in someone's drawer, and they're kind of just sitting there gathering dust. So we partnered up with Raspberry Pi and the Sony Technology Center to be able to provide this unique new service for the Raspberry Pi community. It's brand new. There's nothing else kind of like that out there. And, you know, we're really lucky to be able to be offering the service. And we decided to brand it up and call it OKDo Renew, which focuses on the circular economy initiative to be able to kind of recycle, refurbish and reuse these Raspberry Pis. Like I said, it's the first one to be out there. So initially there were a few kind of restrictions and things, but we've had so much feedback from our community saying that they want to be able to recycle all pies, not just the 3 and 4 that we were originally facilitating. And so now we are expecting all Raspberry Pis back to simply pop it in an envelope, send it back to us, and we give the sender a £10 voucher towards their next online purchase. Then once we receive the pie back to the Sony Technology Center, the team there do all their kind of testing and making sure that all the bits are kind of working, and where possible, they'll be refurbished so that they can later be resold with a brand new warranty and at a significantly reduced cost, making it like really accessible for people who are kind of new to the world and want to get started. And then any boards that we're not able to refurbish, we'll make sure that they're disposed of in a responsible way, according to all the e-waste guidelines. You know, it's just a really nice way to make sure that A, we're getting things reused where we can, but B, that if we can't use them, that they are being kind of disposed of in a responsible way. At the moment, unfortunately, it's only available in the UK, but we have big plans to expand globally by the end of 2021, which kind of means we can open up to so many more boards being returned, refurbished, and recycled.
Excellent. I was going to ask you about that, Katie, because I have a Series 1 in my closet right now that needs to be recycled.
As soon as it opens in the US, we will let you know and you can get it sent back to us.
Fantastic. I will. Now, Rich, you guys offer a wide variety of Raspberry Pi, Arduino, IoT, and Maker kits, but you also offer an OKDo Projects Hub to go along with these kits. So tell me about this hub and what my audience could learn by checking out this section.
We're really excited about the OKDo Project Hub. You know, we're not just about the latest products and hardware. We're really on a mission to inspire our audiences wherever they are in the world. And we launched the Project Hub at the end of last year, at the end of 2020, with a mission to inspire everybody from students to makers to entrepreneurs, like I say, wherever they are in the world. And it's been so successful, you know, in that short space of time, we're now getting thousands of visitors to the Project Hub, which is brilliant. And we really hope that that continues to grow. And to fuel that growth, we're working with all of our partners, you know, some really exciting technology companies like Behr Conductive, who do this conductive paint with lots of really inspirational projects around that and how it can be used. We're working with the brilliant team at Arduino, really to showcase the project seeing and bringing them to life on the Project Hub. What we also do on the Project Hub is we always look to try and create kits and solutions around different technologies that we're bringing to market. So we'll always make sure that those products have a getting started guide and at least one or two inspirational projects that are step by step and are coded depending on levels of ability. It's a really exciting part of our proposition. It's relatively new, but we are hoping to continue to drive that forward through this year.
Excellent. Now, there's a section on your site dedicated to makers' inspiration. So, Katie, can you tell me a little bit about these featured videos on your site now? I was personally intrigued by the video about zookeeping.
Yeah, it's a good one. Like, as a new brand, we wanted to make sure that we were showcasing real-life applications of how people are using the technologies we provide. And for me, as kind of a new person into the tech world, I find it really interesting to see the real life scenarios. And I find it amazing how a solution that solves one problem can be adapted to solve another. And in the Zoo example that you mentioned, Andy Stanford Clark from IBM, he's the CTO there. He was approached by the team at Marwell Zoo, which is pretty close to us in Winchester in England. And they heard about the thermal imaging scenarios being used in the IBM coffee shops to determine their capacity. So they were obviously, you know, if they were busy, they were giving out, letting people know that the coffee shop was busy and vice versa. And the guys at Marwell Zoo thought they could use that same technology and adapt it to create a heating system, which was only on when the animals were in the space underneath the heaters rather than just heating the entire pen. And after implementing the technology, it's estimated that they saved between 10 and 30% of their energy consumption from heating. And I mean, I'm sure you'd agree that's a huge environmental benefit, but also a financial one as well. So, you know, like I say, I'm new to the world, so it's cool to see how IoT and AI and cloud have kind of come together to create the solution that we've ended up with there at Winchester Zoo. And I think it is going to be something that's rolled out across multiple zoos in the country and then, if not further afield.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Amelia, another example of kind of our products being used to solve real life problems is RuVision, which I know you saw on our website, and it's incredibly inspirational. You know, as a team, we were all blown away by the work of the engineer Rupert Powell. Rupert's a volunteer at the charity Remap. They're basically a group of makers who adapt and develop devices for disabled people. And, you know, Rupert, back in 2017, met a chap called Ian, who was an avid Liverpool supporter, Liverpool Football Club supporter, but he'd never had chance to actually see a game because he has a visual impairment, which just created a problem for him. But Rupert saw that as an opportunity. And basically, by leveraging the technology that we sell, which in this case was a Raspberry Pi, a camera, an enclosure, he actually managed to make a VR headset that enabled Ian to go to a game and really experience Liverpool football, which he'd never had a chance to do before. And that's just such a powerful way that, you know, we're connecting the technologies that we have and these inspirational makers and what they've done to make a difference. And we'll continue to do that. I'm sure you're going to see lots more of these inspirational videos as we find these fantastic people around the world.
That's fantastic. Now, for my audience who have kids interested in engineering, you guys have a lot of STEM kits for kids and coding toys as well, right, Rich?
That's right. I mean, just at the outset, we were talking about our focus being on SBC, and it absolutely is. But, you know, what we've learned through the last few years of the journey of OKDo is that, you know, the technologies associated with single board computing are often used within the classroom by students and teachers. We all know and we've heard about the BBC Microbit, Arduino, Raspberry Pi, but they've created these fantastic platforms that enable learning in that classroom environment. So, you know, we've been working to bolster our portfolio, making sure that we've got the right ecosystem, not just from a hardware perspective, but also as content as well. And, you know, our relationship with Microbit is going from strength to strength, and we'll continue to grow our STEM strategy as we move into the new year. And I'm really excited to see where that goes and the schools and students that we can support.
As Rich said, I'm so passionate about STEM and getting girls into STEM subjects and, you know, bringing the next gen of engineers, makers through our programs. And we were really proud to be able to sponsor the Microbit Do Your Bit campaign this year and donated 5,000 Microbit boards to young people in underrepresented groups across the world, in Africa, Asia Pacific, Europe, Middle East, North America, and Latin America, quite a long list there of countries that we managed to reach, and get these boards into the hands of young people and hopefully inspire them to create new ideas. And, you know, sometimes people find that the creative design process is challenging. So we were really lucky to be able to team up with the talented Jasmine Florentine to create a series that breaks down that design process. And each of her videos went into detail about kind of ideation, all the way through to kind of actual making and execution of the ideas. And I think this creative way of approaching a project is a way to break down barriers, make it a lot more accessible and less intimidating to those who've kind of never had that experience before. The level of kind of ingenuity that came through. Rich obviously was a judge on the panel for that. And I've just seen kind of the winners come through online. And just some of the things they came up with were so amazing. I just can't believe that they came from kind of under 18s. It was amazing. So really excited to kind of sponsor again in 2022 and see how the competition grows.
Excellent. Now, Rich, what areas of the world do you currently ship to? And how long is shipping time these days?
Yeah, so, you know, we're a global organization. You know, we have a digital presence in countries in North America and across the UK and Europe. And, you know, we're very lucky to sit within the electrical components group that is the home of RS Components. And that enables us to have wider shipping capabilities. In fact, we ship to many European countries, Japan and all over the US and Canada. That's a really big strength of OKDo. While we do offer next day delivery, Amelia, we are, like many other companies, at the mercy of delivery drivers and some of the logistics challenges that we're all seeing. But our standard proposition in normal times is a next day delivery. And, you know, to sort of complement that, we also have a global sales team as well. So where we don't have a digital presence, we have salespeople that are supporting and helping our customers with their OKDo journey.
So, Katie, do you have any advice for young makers and engineers out there?
Without the risk of sounding cliche, just get started. Honestly, give it a go. There are so many resources available online that can kind of help you get started, can show you the things that you need. Personally, I believe that you learn a lot more from doing than just kind of reading about something in a book, experiencing it, getting it wrong. It's completely okay to kind of make mistakes, and along the way, you for sure will. But, you know, I recommend joining up to one of the communities such as Design Spark. And there are loads out there kind of for particular niches. But Design Spark in particular has over 1 million members, students, makers, engineers who are keen to kind of help share their ideas. I've kind of found everyone on there to be really keen to showcase what they've done and what they've learned. And it's free. So start small, build as you go. within reason, nothing's impossible or any idea too big. And I just think you need the determination to keep going. If you make a mistake, learn from it, move on quickly and ask for help if you need. Everyone's super friendly within the Maker community. And of course, we're here, the OKDO team. I've just found them to be so fantastic, even on my journey, and so supportive. So we'd love to help your community get going with anything or help them with any of the kind of stumbling blocks that they've come across.
That's excellent. Now, Rich, how can my audience get started with the OKDO community?
Like we were talking about earlier, I think check out the OKDO Project Hub. That's a really fantastic way to start getting inspired. And from there, if you have any questions, reach out. We'd love to hear from your audience. And yeah, as Katie said, we'd really love to help.
We put so much on our social channels, and whether you're kind of a LinkedIn lover or prefer to kind of scroll through Instagram or even TikTok, we are quite new there. So come give us a follow and engage with us. We do genuinely love hearing from people within the community. So yeah, we're hashtag Let's OKDO, and we'd love to see what you're creating with our products.
Excellent. All right. It's time for your off the cuff question. So Rich, I'm going to throw this one at you. So since you haven't been on my show before, everyone gets the same first question. So Rich, if you could have one food right now, it doesn't matter if the restaurant is closed, you need a passport to get there, it's on the other side of England, what would you have?
It's a question close to my heart. It's not often I'm not thinking about food, Amelia. So I'm ready for this one. I think that if I could have any food right now, it would be fish and chips. And that's a staple British kind of choice, I would say. But it would have to be Whitby fish and chips. That's a nice little fishing village in the UK. They have fantastic fish and chips. And yeah, that would serve me well right now, Amelia.
I love it. Well, guys, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Are you a maker? Tell me your story. I'm looking for guests for this show. If you would like to join me on a future episode of Makers Today, please send me an email at Amelia, that's A-M-E-L-I-A, at eejournal.com. Or you can always reach me on LinkedIn as well. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And don't forget, if you want to follow my personal Twitter account, check out AmeliaD1978. And hey, if LinkedIn is more your thing, sure, I dig it. You can follow us or me on LinkedIn as well. And we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/EEJournal. Folks, it is chock full of all kinds of techie videos, including our very popular Chalk Talk webcast series hosted by me. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. Also, by clicking the links below the player on this week's Makers Today page, you can subscribe to this here podcast through Spotify, Podbean, or Apple Podcasts. And remember, if you'd like to further support this podcast, please leave me a review on that podcasting platform of your choice. It really does help. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology or heck, you just want to chat, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For November 24th, 2021, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.